When we see or read the gospel of today, it invites us to have faith in the Lord. Now, apart from the Gospel of Luke, the other synoptic gospels were telling that this blind person also had a name. It was Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus was coming to Jesus. Now, there were two interesting facts that I would like to reflect on today. The first was healing is actually hearing and believing what you cannot see. And that is the basis of faith. If you need to be healed, if you need to have faith, you need to hear and believe what you cannot see. There was a story which I was told when I was a very young boy, but it's still in my head. It's about a lady who was so much devout in prayer, and she always used to read the gospel. Once when she was reading the gospel, she found the passage where Jesus was telling, if you have faith the size of the mustard seed, you tell a mountain to move and it will move. And as she looked outside her window, she saw a mountain there. And she said, I'll test this right now. I'll test my faith. And she closed her eyes and she prayed. She said, Lord, I know that I'm not a great person, but I ask you that you move this mountain a little bit from my window. The next day she got up. She was all hyped up because she wanted to see how her prayer was heard. And she opened the window, and what did she find? She found the mountain there itself. And she said, I knew that would not go. I was just testing the Lord. Sometimes, dear friends, this is the faith that even we have. We keep testing the Lord. We ask the Lord to do the things that we want him to do. Now, in the gospel, we find Jesus was just passing by. And the blind person, Bartimaeus, was able to recognize the presence of Jesus passing by from the people around and move towards him. There was a movement, and he had never seen Jesus. He had only heard, and he believed the works of Jesus. The second thing was, Jesus wanted him to reply. Jesus asked him a question, what do you want me to do? It was pretty certain that Jesus was sure that a blind person coming to him would always ask for him to be healed. But Jesus wanted that person to realize his state. Jesus wants us to realize our state in our relationship with God. So let us always reflect into ourselves and find where I stand in my faith with God. May God bless each and every one of us, and let us move forward to make this world a better place to live in.